We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Time to chat with Joe Pott, who's at the New Bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Scott. What's happening, man?
Hey, I got to tell you, Cards fans have to be happy with this stat line. Jack Flaherty, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 1 walk. And that's a couple days ago, there was another good pitching performance. So what did you think last night?
Yeah, for sure. I said, you know, going into the game last night that, you know, you're looking for, I think what you want ultimately is a long start from Jack Flaherty. Ideally, you'd get some good runs, big bats going in the middle of the order. They did not get the offense last night, but even more important that you get that big start from Jack Flaherty, and that's exactly what you got last night. And you mentioned another one. It was Miles Michaelis on Thursday when the three middle of the order bats were sitting. So two times now in the last three games, you've gotten a really good start at a really important time. And that's a big deal for sure.
Well, how do you think that John Mozeliak sees this team in the bigger picture as we head into the meatier part of the schedule in terms of the pitching staff, especially?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think that all year that's kind of been something that people are watching. And then, you know, the last couple of years, that's been the thing, right? At the trade deadline, go out and get some pitching help. Boy, it would be great to not have to do that, to avoid that. And I don't know yet, you know, to be honest, what the idea is or what the thought is about that. And I think you want to see a couple more guys come around, specifically maybe a Steven Matz. Or is there a decision to be made with Steven Matz? Does he go to the bullpen? Right now, they're working with pretty much a six-man rotation. They're in a huge stretch of games. It's coming down to the last few of those. They'll play this game today with Cleveland. They'll play two more with the Royals starting tomorrow in a short homestand, and that breaks a streak of 9 consecutive games. So they're using that sort of 9-man rotation to help ease that. So that's a long answer to, I don't really know yet what John Mozeliak is thinking, and maybe it's a little bit early. You know, you've got a chance really that, you know, you could be around the 500 mark in the next week or so if things continue to go the way they have. The Cardinals have won, I think it's 13 of 19 games, you know, in this stretch that they're on. So they're playing much, much better baseball since right about May 7th, I think, is when kind of the stretch really started going.
Yeah, the offense is still a little inconsistent. Last night, they only had 2 hits. I mean, they got the win, 2-1, but there's been a couple of games recently where the offense hasn't performed, and you look at their lineup and you think, how is that possible? What's going on?
Yeah, that is another good point for sure. You know, we talked about on Thursday those guys were out of the lineup, but last night they were just non-existent. And guys like, you know, Wilson Contreras right now is in an 0-for-25 stretch. Nolan Arenado did not have a hit last night. He was 0-for-13 coming into last night's game. And inconsistent is certainly a kind way to put it there, because that's, yeah, I mean, and honestly, that's what's happening. It's, you don't know what you're going to get. And it's a lineup that I think if you look at it on paper, you shouldn't expect that. I think more often than not, you should expect that this is a lineup that is going to perform. And, you know, they're fairly deep, You've got guys like Brendan Donovan, who last night had a huge game, the home run early, the stolen base, and the winning run scored late. But you're just not getting the everyday performances that you expect from the guys that you expect to get it from the Contreras and the Arenado and the Goldschmidt and the middle of those lineup guys. You're getting a really good season right now from Nolan Gorman. He had a 15-game hitting streak snapped on Friday night in Cleveland. But I definitely think there needs to be, or you expect there to be, some more consistency, especially in the middle of that order.
Well, the vibe around the soccer team in town continues to be a positive one. Without Klaus, they're winning games. Roman Berkey is ridiculously good. The best goalkeeper in Major League Soccer. They're at the top of the table. They won again last night against Vancouver at home. They've got a couple more home games coming up. So it's all good when it comes to City SC, right?
My gosh. And I was listening a little bit to the show from the pitch last night after our Cardinals coverage finished. They had Bill McDermott out there, and he was talking to Dale Shilley and Joey Zanaboni, and they were just talking about, Dale a lot of times will say at home, you want to win, but you also kind of want to be entertaining. And he said last night, wasn't necessarily the most entertaining game, but it was one of those where they found a way to win. This was a team in Vancouver that hadn't won a road game this year. It was a game where you really needed to get those 3 points, and they did exactly what they needed to do. And that is really sort of what you're getting out of City right now, is they're doing the things that they need to do. And you mentioned it, without Klaus, they're still scoring goals. Guys are stepping up. I think last night was the first night, this is something that I think Joey said on that show, was the first night that they had used back-to-back lineups, the same starting lineups, back-to-back games. So you're starting to see some of that consistency in St. Louis City. But, everything you get right now is sort of like icing on the cake. This is an expansion team. We have to remember this doesn't happen in Major League Soccer. And so it's been a lot of fun. And obviously we know the atmosphere has been great inside City Park.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to keep in mind the perspective there. It is an expansion team, but they started out so hot, the expectations kind of went up right away, and they've come back down to earth a little bit, but they're still definitely a contender in the Western Conference for sure.
Yeah, now you're back on 2 straight wins after that big win against Kansas City. That sort of righted the ship again, and as you mentioned, they're in a string with a lot of home games right now. They've got Houston coming in next week to play another home game. So, they're taking care of their home pitch for sure. I think at this point you have to expect this team to be in contention in the Western Conference.
Now, we don't cover pro basketball much here on KMOX. I'm not a big NBA guy, but I, pay attention to sports, and I'm watching the Celtics come back from 3-0. No one has done that in NBA history. 150 series, no one has come back from 3-0, and they're comparing it in Boston to the Red Sox coming back on the Yankees in 04. I don't know. I still like Jimmy Butler, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Heat spoil this party.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm like you. I'm more of a casual NBA fan. I follow a little bit more closely in the postseason. But, of course, here in St. Louis, we're watching Jason Tatum as well. Mm-hmm. So it is certainly an interesting series. And, it's sort of the beauty of sports and the fun part about the postseason, right? You don't know what you're going to see, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, the Jason Tatum thing is good because he went to high school here. And it would be interesting if the Celtics get into the finals because you know who owns the Denver Nuggets, right?
Remind me, is it someone we know here from, may have had a franchise here at some point?
Yes. Mr. Kroenke.
That's right.
Yeah, so that would be a really interesting series from a St. Louis perspective.
There would be no shortage of
Celtic fans.
Yes, correct. Of pop-up Celtic fans. For two reasons, though. It'd be good, right?
Yeah. And then the hockey playoffs. I mean, unfortunately, the Blues aren't participating this year. But the Florida Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk he started with a Blues minor league team, so people know him. He has been unbelievable. He has 3 game-winning goals in this postseason, including one with 4 seconds to go to put the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit this past week, that it seems like those goals are coming late also, those game-winning goals. So you've got him as well, and then you've got a bunch of former Blues playing in Vegas right now as they're trying to get to the Stanley Cup final, working against Dallas. So there is no shortage of Blues influence and St. Louis influence in the Stanley Cup playoffs still.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas against Florida would be interesting, because I'm thinking nobody would have thought at the beginning of the season it would be Vegas and a team from South Florida in the Stanley Cup Finals, but that might be what happens.
Try telling someone, you know, it's like you go back in time and try telling someone that in 2023 that the Stanley Cup playoffs had the last three teams remaining were a team from Florida, a team from Dallas, and the Vegas and a team from Las Vegas. They'd be like, "What? What are you talking? What are you talking about?" So
yeah, the traditionalists can't be very happy about that.
That's
especially
right.
The Canadian teams. They haven't won in so long. Anyway, today is also the Indy 500. Do you follow that at all?
Not very closely, but I will tell you, we're going to visit with Chris Blair coming up on sports on a Sunday morning. Chris, of course, runs Worldwide Technology Raceway. We're a week out from the Enjoy Illinois 300, so we'll talk a little racing with Chris Blair. He's at the Indy 500. We'll talk to him about that, but of course, more importantly, what he's got here in this final week leading up into the NASCAR race here in town.
Mm-hmm. And what else does Sports on a Sunday have today?
Pretty much the usual suspects. So we plan to, I believe we're still going to be able to visit with Oliver Marmol, the Cards manager. So we'll talk to him about some of those things. We are not going to be able to visit with John Mozeliak today. He is not, he's traveling today, so he won't be in his usual spot. Lutz Pfannenstiel, the sporting director for City, will certainly join us. And I'm going to have a little bit on Rick Hummel, of course, the longtime Post-Dispatch writer who passed away last weekend, and we found out about it on Monday. So this will be our first Sunday show since we found out about the passing of the commish.
All right, looking forward to it at 10 o'clock today. Joe Pott, thanks so much.
Man, thanks, Scott. Good to hear from you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.